It is Tuesday morning, and in studio with me, I have David Harris, who a longtime resident here in Sylacauga, and he has a CD that he's putting out right now. It's called Sylacauga Sings Christmas. We're going to talk about the events of that. But first of all, we want to talk about David Harris. How you doing?
Doing great. How you doing, David?
I'm doing good. Tell us a little bit about your roots here.
Well, I was born and raised here in Sylacauga. Came home from Sylacauga High from the hospital and lived in Fairmont my entire life.
Me too.
Grew up out there on Dana Avenue and just had a blast as a child. Loved Sylacauga. Moved away somewhere around 1980. And traveled around working industrial construction with a few different construction companies. Landed in Mobile is where I met my wife, Mandy. We stayed in Mobile about a year and a half and then came back to Sylacauga where I purchased my dad's business, Harris Auto Sales, and that was in 1994.
Wow. And then, of course, you've been living here since.
I have.
And I got to ask you, there's a lot of things that you just love music, first of all.
I've been involved in music ever since I was 12 years old.
And what spurned you to music? What do you think?
I have no clue. Friends in the neighborhood, we always listened to music. Everybody loved music back then. There wasn't all the video games and the things that kids can get involved with today. We had two TV stations. No, I think by this time we had three. But anyway, so we had to find things to do, and some of my friends talked about putting a band together. I talked my dad into letting me get a bass guitar, and we had Greg Baker on drums. Cabot Barden played guitar, and believe it or not, a couple of other instruments, but... And we were just absolutely horrible.
No, not yet. Listen, it's not horrible because I've heard some of the things you've done in the past, but now we moved into something that was an idea of yours to help a local establishment here. Talk a little bit about this Christmas CD.
Well, when I came back to Sylacauga, I met up with some of my friends that were in music, and we put a band together, and we were traveling all over the Southeast on weekends because we all had full-time jobs. But one of the things that I always was intrigued about was recording. And I'd played, and when I was in Mobile, I worked in a studio some because a friend of mine had a studio. And my wife and I have always loved dogs. We've had dogs ever since we've moved to Sylacauga, and we had room for them. And we've always just had a passion for taking care of and spoiling the ones that we had. And as time passed by and we were doing more music and everything, and I was toying with building a recording studio, I said, you know, one of the things that I would like to do is a CD. And originally the CD was just going to be my wife singing because she's got a beautiful voice and she actually has a song on this particular CD. But then I got to thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of really good musicians in Sylacauga and a lot of up and coming artists who sing great. They write original material. And I just wonder if I might could round up enough of those to do a CD with 10 or 12 artists, that would be nothing but Christmas material, and then we could take the profits off of it and raise money for our animal shelter.
Yeah, and I mean, our animal shelter here in Sylacauga needs as much help as, I mean, don't get me wrong. For those of you who go by and drop a big bag of dog food or cat food, whatever, it's appreciated. But there are times I've went out and with some friends of mine and walked dogs and spent a little time out there. It needs every bit of care that we can give to it. I mean, you know, proceeds and the funding that they get is not great. I mean, you know, it provides, but you know as I know, it takes a lot to take care of an animal.
It absolutely does. Dog food has gotten absolutely outrageous in what it costs, and the vet bills, and talking with Stephanie Engel, who is the administrator out there at the animal shelter, she just amazed me at all the expense that they incur on taking care of these animals, because they don't just throw them in a pen and just let them sit there till somebody comes along. They love these animals. Those girls out there,
yes.
I mean, they're out there cleaning cleaning pens and doing everything that they can to make sure that these animals, whether it's cats or dogs, are taken care of. And if they have medical needs, they try to meet these medical needs, and then that becomes more expensive.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big areas that Stephanie's telling me that they're struggling with, is the money to take care of different types of medical requirements, whether it's surgery or whatever.
Well, we're going to talk to David a little more about this CD, because you're going to be surprised. You're going to hear some names that you know from around the Coosa Valley, and you're going to hear songs that are going to be played from now until Christmas, because, hey, we are in the time of Christmas, and we're going to do that when we come back with David Moore this morning. David Harris in studio with me. Silicaga Sings Christmas is a CD that'll be coming out this week. And, of course, all of these songs that are on this CD for Christmas are done by local people. And we're fixing to give you some names and some songs that you can hear on this. But the proceeds for this, as David mentioned, is going directly to our Silicaga Animal Shelter. And we're going to tell you in a little bit where you can hook up with some of these, where you can hear them. But we're going to be playing them on Mix 106.5 as well. First of all, David, please come home for Christmas. That might mean a little more to you because you spent a little time away from Silicaga.
It does. And what amazed me was that when we first started looking for artists for this particular project, a gentleman named Hunter Reynolds, who is part of the big Reynolds music family in Silicaga, had been recording in our studio, and I'd mentioned to him about the project, and he said absolutely he wanted on it. And I said, well, do you know any other people? And he started naming all these young guys, 22, 23 year olds, that I had no clue existed. It's amazing at the talent that resides right here in Silicaga, and these people are they're trying real hard to get their music out, and they're doing the best they can, but it's just it's a tough road. But the first song, like you mentioned, Please Come Home from Christmas, is a gentleman by the name of Aaron Smitty.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron plays all over Central Alabama, Birmingham, and everything, playing his original material and other material. And what surprised me was that all these young people wanted to do these traditional country songs.
Yeah.
I expected a really downturn on this and not interested in it, but they were just super excited about it and did a fantastic job.
And, of course, you talking about Aaron with Please Come Home for Christmas, but then Hunter himself did such a great job with Christmas in Dixie, and that's one of my all-time favorite Christmas songs that was first done by Alabama. Talk a little bit about Hunter and doing that song.
Hunter he's just like Aaron. Both these guys, they work full-time jobs, which is smart, because years ago musicians just tried to live off of their music, but these guys are a little bit smarter than we were. And Hunter, he works a full-time job. He writes some really good material. He's a drummer. He's not a guitar player. So Hunter's material is gotten out through other people, but what we're going to do is bring Hunter into our studio. He's such a great talent, him and Aaron both, and we're going to be recording a lot of their material that they have written and help them in their endeavors to become songwriters and artists.
And of course, Patrick Barnett is another young man I've been knowing his parents for years, and I've heard him playing around town at different venues and things. And he comes out there with Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. And what I like about that song is it really portrays his voice with no music to begin with. And he's got a wonderful voice.
The first time I met Patrick was that I was putting together the entertainment for the Oak Grove Fall Festival. And somebody had mentioned their band, and I knew none of them. And I called them, and I was really leery, so I had them actually come over to my recording building, which was just a building that our band practiced in at the time, and had them actually audition. And they were just really good, and Patrick was unreal. And so I have got to know Patrick through the years, and when I contacted him about doing a song, and I gave these guys, I said, you pick what song you want to do. And Patrick says, I want to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and I want to do the Sam Smith version.
Yeah.
I said, okay. And so when I listened to it, I thought, that's some tall orders there, Patrick, that you're going to try to do. And he killed it. I mean,
he did.
It's just amazing at what this young guy can do.
He did. And we're going to talk with David a little more about some of the other artists. One of them he knows very well because he probably takes orders from Mandy. Do you?
I do.
Yep. I understand that very well. But we're going to talk about Mandy and a couple of others that are on this CD. And then we're going to tell you about where you can hear it, the events that's going to be coming up in and around Sylacauga when we come back with David Harris. David Harris in studio with me, and we're talking Sylacauga Sings Christmas. And, of course, there's one thing on this CD that I really enjoyed, and that's the kind of different voices that you have. But you know about this Cherry Avenue. Tell us how they came about, and they're singing Silent Night on here, but one of the verses comes from their children. But I want to let you talk about that. But talk about Cherry Avenue.
Our Cherry Avenue is a duo consisting of Adam and Erica Catt. They moved to Sylacauga from Nashville a few years ago to work with a local gospel group, and that lasted for about 2 years, and then things went in a different direction. And so after that, I began working with them and producing them. They predominantly do Christian, contemporary Christian music. They'll mm-hmm. do some Southern gospel, but they also write and perform a lot of current style country music. They're just a great couple. So when I was talking about doing this CD, of course, naturally they were just all about doing one of the songs on it, and Erica had wanted to do Silent Night. And when we got into the song, their kids in their show that they do, in their Christian show they do, they bring the kids up and let them sing Jesus Loves Me. We bring them out of the audience, and they come to the podium, and they sing the song, and they try to bring other kids up with them. So I said, why don't we include the kids? And they both looked at me and said, David, do you know how hard that's going to be? I said, I don't care. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's make it happen. And we did, and everybody that I have let listen to this song, when it comes to the kids singing, it almost brings a tear to their eyes because it's so pure. It's just it's so all about Christmas, and it's just been a wonderful thing.
And Silent Night is one of those songs you just can't get away from. But on the Holly Jolly Christmas side, you know, I used to remember Burl Ives singing this song on the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but you got a young man, Canyon Ogle. What a great job and a great voice that is.
Canyon is another local artist that nobody knows a whole lot about. He's got his little band that he works with, and I had known about him, and he had actually contacted me when he found out that I had built the studio, Music Works, and wanted to come in and do some recording. So when I was looking for artists, I called him and asked him would he be interested. Little concerned because, you know, once again, I just couldn't believe these young 22, 23-year-olds wanted to sing traditional country songs. He said, yeah, I do. I want to do one. And I said, well, what song do you want to do? And he said, Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yep.
I said, all right, let's see how this goes. And when Canyon came in, it was just amazing. He's got a voice that's like a cross between Randy Travis and Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just unreal. It's very, very unique, but his pitch and everything is perfect on the song, and it really fits the song. I mean, it's just like a new version that when people release something, you know, sometimes, that's not no good. And then this one, everybody's going to love it.
Well, and I'll tell you, you got another guy that I've been knowing a long time. And I got to tell you, David Maxwell, but I want to bring this up because when you talk about Oh Holy Night, I don't care if it's Christmas, country, that's one of the hardest songs there is to sing. And David, he's been around so long. I really like him.
David has. Actually, he works with our studio. He takes care of all our photography and video work, and he does a great job at that. And he says, I want to do a song. I said, okay, because, you know, David's about my age. And I said, you hadn't played in years. He said, no, but I can do it. I can do it. And so I said, well, what do you want to do? And he told me, I thought, wow, this is going to be tough. And he came in, and I had to look around the corner and see if he had somebody standing in the vocal booth with him, because it's just like a totally different voice than what you hear him talk. And he did a great job of it.
He
actually just pulled the song off, and everybody's just going, be surprised when they hear this song.
No doubt about it. And then, of course, there's somebody else on here that I mentioned you probably take orders from, but Miss Mandy, what a great job with Winter Wonderland as well.
Mandy is phenomenal. I mean, yep. She's the reason I don't sing, because she's so good that it's hard to stand up beside her and sound good next to her. We met in Mobile in her dad's restaurant.
Wow.
I was looking for a place for the band that I had in Mobile at the time, because everywhere I went, I'd get with a band, whether I was working full-time, part-time, or whatever. I just had to play music. And I walked into her dad's restaurant looking for her dad, Randolph, because he had in the main dining room, he had a stage, and he had entertainment in there. And I was hoping to get a job. Well, he wasn't there, but she was on stage singing, and sat in the booth for a little while. And when she took a break, she came over and we started talking. We talked more and more, and I told her about the group. And on Saturday night, she came out and listened to our band and ended up joining our band. And wow. So that's where it all started right there.
Wow. Well, listen, we're going to tell you also where you can hear some of these songs at some events around Sylacauga. We're going to do that here in just a minute with David Harris. We're talking Sylacauga Sings Christmas. David Harris is in studio with me, and of course, we're talking Sylacauga Sings Christmas. Christmas CD that is coming out this week, as a matter of fact. He should have copies of it this week, but we were able to get things from David and get some copies of this to where you're going to hear these songs starting on Mix 106.5 with all the folks that we've been talking about. But there's also events going on in and around the city that's synonymizes with Christmas that you can hear some of these things. And the first of them is on December the 1st, where Mandy is going to be singing that Winter Wonderland.
That's correct. What we've done is sponsored the music portion of the Sylacauga Christmas tree lighting. Music Works, my studio, did this, and we will be providing music for the entire time of the gathering in Central Park, and then, of course, everybody will walk up and for the Christmas tree lighting around 5:30. But we'll be playing a lot of different music, but in that time, we will also be playing all the songs off of Sylacauga Sings Christmas, and one of the highlights is going to be that Mandy will actually sing her song live, and we will also have CDs for sale.
Okay. And then the next day, you're going to pretty much be doing the same thing out at Oak Grove, but I've got one request in this. The only way that this is going to work is if Mayor Tony White can't come.
Well, you know,
I don't want him singing.
He didn't come last year because Comer was in the playoffs.
That's right. But actually,
he showed up when we were cleaning up, and we handed him a garbage bag and got him to help clean up.
But, what a great guy.
Oh, yeah, Tony's wonderful. He and I have a great time while we're in the council meetings and whatever.
And she's going to be doing that as well out there on December the 2nd.
She'll be singing more songs on December the 2nd besides that particular song, but she will be singing Winter Wonderland off of the CD.
And then, of course, on December the 5th, I've got so much going on that day, but the one thing I look forward to is the Christmas parade on that night, because I now have a granddaughter. And last year, I was holding her while broadcasting the Christmas parade and seeing it through her eyes. And how special that was to me. But, of course, talk about the Christmas parade and everything that's going to be involved with Music Works.
Music Works is in the process of building a 32-foot-long float that will be in the parade. And on the float, we're going to have not all the artists, because some of them are because of work constraints or whatever, not going to be there. But we're going to have a lot of the artists on the float, and we will be playing the CD in its entirety as we go down the parade route, and everybody be waving. And we're also going to have a young lady dressed up as a Santa's helper who will be walking through the crowds, and you'll be able to purchase your CD while you're listening to it during the parade.
How about that? I mean, I don't know if anybody can go to a parade and be able to purchase a CD of the songs you're hearing in the parade. So, and then on 1 week later, December the 12th, the Childersburg Christmas Parade has always been great to me because, of course, I broadcast Childersburg Athletics. I'm the voice of the Tigers, but I worked in downtown Childersburg for many, many years for Joe Allen at the print shop. And the route of the Christmas parade come right by there. And then I got spurned into doing the broadcasting for it. So I'm sure we'll be part of that as well. Talk about December the 12th as well.
It's just going to be a repeat of December the 5th, the Silicaga Parade. We'll have the same float, same – well, actually, there may be some different people on it because some of them that's not going to be able to make it for Silicaga will be able to make it for the Chillisburg. But you could come out and see these artists and see them perform and see and listen to the songs. And it's just going to be just a great time. There's nothing like Christmas. I'm already so excited. I've been working on this CD since the 1st of October, and I'm so excited about Christmas right now. I don't know if I can wait to December 24th.
I know. And, of course, one other thing that I want to talk about with David when we come back here in just a moment is what this CD is going for, what we're going to do with the proceeds. And I'm going to give him a chance to talk about his website and where you can get copies of it. And if you can't find somewhere in town, listen, I know how to get in touch with him. We can get you one of them, and we'll do that here in just a few moments. David Harris in studio with me, and we're talking Silicaga Sings Christmas. Now, listen, one of the most important things about this is as you are going to listen to Christmas music on Mix 106.5, you're going to hear some of these songs, and you're going to hear a little bio about the person that's singing them, and they're all from right here in and around the Coosa Valley. But this CD, which is going to be on sale for $20, and I'm going to give David the chance to talk about his website and when these things are going to be available, but let's say this first. The proceeds for this are going to help our Silicaga Animal Shelter.
That is correct. All the profits that are made off of this CD, and of course, the more CDs we sell, the more money that will be going to the animal shelter.
And you've got places in town that are going to be helping you with this. Of course, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce. Talk about some of the places where people might, maybe not today, but in the next coming days, where they can go and maybe get these.
Well, we've got several locations that we're talking with, and I really rather not mention any names just yet because we haven't cemented this.
Right.
But now the Chamber will have them.
Right.
Hair Storage Solutions on the Old Birmingham Highway for sure will have them. And then we will have them available early next week on our website for those who would rather download.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about too. Talk about your website. Tell everybody where they can find this at.
Okay, our website is musicworksav.com.
musicworksav.com.
Yeah, that's for Music Works Audio Video.
Yep.
And our location is right there with Hair Storage Solutions, so you can come out, and if you come out there to buy the CD, I'll be glad to give you a tour and show you exactly where the CD was recorded and how it was done.
Absolutely.
If anybody would like to do that.
And of course, like I said, we're going to have some of these songs on Mix 106.5, and it is great anytime you can put a local person with a local radio station and promote not only them but the station, but also raise money at the same time for the Silicaga Animal Shelter.
That's correct. This is, like I said earlier, this is a project that I have thought about, dreamed about for several years now. And as soon as we got our studio, Music Works, up and running, which was back in March, we're still doing a lot of testing. The first project that I said we're going to do, big project, is going to be the Christmas CD, and it's going to be for the animal shelter. There was just no question. It wasn't like, well, what's do we want to sponsor? What nonprofit do we want this to benefit? It was the animal shelter from 2 years ago.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this. I tell everybody all this all the time. We do a huge event here called Stuff the Studio, which we get unwrapped toys for boys and girls, non-perishable food items, and we kind of go in together with the Alabama Childhood Food Solutions and SAFE here, who distributes all this. You know, we just try to help them get it all together. And I tell people this all the time, David, they're hungry people in and around our community, not just at Christmas time, but all year round. But when you think about the animal shelter, that's something that needs support. I'm talking about from January 1 to December 31 and everywhere in between. It sometimes gets forgotten about, especially this time of year.
It does. And I don't think there's any better time of year to really help them, though, is that way maybe the dogs will get something a little bit more special, and the cats, you know, at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Because it's like you say, we think about the families, the children, which Manny and I both are big proponents to help kids, because kids can't help themselves.
That's right.
And we're all about helping the children, but we're also about helping animals, because they can't help themselves either.
That's right. And of course, a lot of them just get dumped out there, you know, and I hate to say that, but
right now, just to give you an idea of what's going on at the animal shelter, of course, City of Sylacauga gives the animal shelter a lot of money. They do. But right now, the Sylacauga Animal Shelter is at capacity.
Yep.
They're not able to take any more dogs. Of course, if somebody dumps one, I'm sure that they do something. But believe, this is something that what amazed me, and what Stephanie told me, was that the number of animals that Sylacauga has, with Sylacauga basically is a population of 15,000 people, and then you got Chillsburg. But anyway, they've got as many animals as some of the bigger cities around Alabama, with only a third of the budget.
Right.
So it's difficult on them, and I don't know how much money we're going to raise, but that's going to be all up to the people of Sylacauga, how many CDs they buy. And if you want to give some extra money while you're doing it, that'll be fine too.
I got a proponent I want to do to this. Everybody, most everybody in and around this area, they do Christmas up with the kids and the grandkids. It's a lot of it's about the kids, but stocking stuffers. What a great present for a stocking stuffer is a Sylacauga Sings Christmas CD. What about that?
That's a great idea. That's absolutely a great idea.
I mean, if you're thinking about stocking stuffers, I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. I love what my kids get me and everything, you know, some gum or some deodorant, and I need all that. Don't get me wrong, but what about a Sylacauga Sings CD for a stocking stuffer?
There you go, and they can finish listening to Christmas music. And these songs are great Christmas songs, and it's such a variety. You listen to one album, you go listen to, say, an Alan Jackson album, well, that's all Alan Jackson, or you go listen to this one or that one. But you're getting such a variety, and it's your local people. It's your friends
Absolutely.
That are doing this.
Absolutely.
And hey, they gave their time. I do want everybody to know that none of these artists were paid
right.
to do these songs.
That's important.
They gave their time. And it took a lot of time
yep.
to do these songs.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in, and hey, I'm going to let the public know on Kix 100.3 and Mix 106.5, the first day these things are going to start playing, you're going to hear some of these bios from the artists and everything, but I just really appreciate you putting this together.
Well, I have had a blast doing it, and I just hope that it really helps the animal shelter like we intended it to.
No doubt about it. David Harris with me, and Sylacauga Sings Christmas. Get ready for it.